The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All brought to you by Barcanada, the barrage here at the D in Las Vegas. Gil Alexander is Kelly Bidlin. Still to come this hour, Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke, gambling porn with Jason. Kelly on college bowl guessing lines and sponsor guesses as well.
That's right.
Wyatt Tomczyk and I have come up with it. It's actually Wyatt who came up with the group of four to try to flummox you
four
on these.
Four good ones. I have no idea what the companies do.
Yeah, and Right Angle Sports, release, global release, college basketball, don't go anywhere. Is coming quick. We won't tell you exactly when. But ladies and gentlemen, before we get to Pritch, we were just talking about this off air. So I have, from earlier in the season, I have a Niners to beat the Bills in the Super Bowl exacta. My number stinks. I got it at 25-1. It's like 80-1 now, right? And then I've been talking about on air how I want to have a Niners to beat the Ravens because I think those are the best two teams in all of football. Yeah. And I got that, but I lollygagged, so my number there stinks too. I got like 12-1. Other people got like 18-1 or whatever. And then last night, you're like, hey, you want to talk about number one seeds? And then so last night I'm going through this, analyzing it, and I come up, as I just talked about, the Chiefs actually have probably the best bet. And now I'm like, do I have to go get a Niners beat the Chiefs one too?
Yeah, you do. I think you do. We were talking about that during the break. We talked about it preseason because I made some exacta bets where I thought there was some value in that preseason this year when you could narrow down how many NFC teams you really thought had a chance. And I think we're kind of sitting here at the same place today with it being San Francisco, Philadelphia, Dallas. I didn't do much with San Francisco, though. So I think I'm going to go make some today with Chiefs and Bills.
Let's find out how our own Mike Pritchard feels about this. A man who actually played the game, number one draft choice of the Atlanta Falcons back in 1991, and a national champion at Colorado before that. Mike Pritchard, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys this morning?
Doing very well. Are you on board with, I mean, like, okay, so if someone who's not even a better, someone just in your circle comes to you, it's not necessarily, play the game, but just a casual football fan, they're like, hey, Pritch, who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl? What's your answer right now?
Oh, man. I think what Kelly said, it holds true from the beginning of the year, like Dallas, San Francisco, and Philly. That's what's played out so far this year in the NFC. In the AFC, I actually thought that the Jets with Aaron Rodgers could be special, but that didn't happen. That didn't materialize. The Ravens, you know, from a culture standpoint, is fantastic, right? The Chiefs are finding out they're not explosive over there in the AFC. I think the AFC could have a surprise situation. I mean, the tiebreakers are coming into play right now. Some teams are kind of warming up and getting hot, and some outliers over there. But in the NFC, it's true. I mean, I think I'd go Dallas in the NFC if they can get home field. That sounds crazy. They can get home field. They can't beat San Francisco in San Francisco. We know that. But they've got a big one coming up against the Eagles, as we know. If this 49ers could trip up, or if they trip up at all, we'll see what happens. But Dallas looks to be a representative of the Super Bowl and probably the Ravens.
All right, let me ask this a different way, because I sort of made it into little trios yesterday. All right, so in the NFC, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Dallas. AFC, Miami, Baltimore, Kansas City. If I came to you from the future and I said,
right,
there will actually be a participant in the Super Bowl, just one, I won't make you name two, one in either conference that is not among that group of three, who is the team?
I mean, okay, outside of Miami, Baltimore, and Kansas City, or an AFC, really?
Well, no, you can choose the NFC side if you want to, too. But Miami, Baltimore, Kansas City, they're throwouts for the purpose of this question. And
right.
And Philadelphia, Dallas, and San Francisco in the NFC. So,
oh, good Lord.
Yes. Because I want to get a sense of which is the, because what I was saying, I'll tell you why I ask. What I was saying earlier this week is Buffalo's the team you don't want to let get in. If they find a way in, you can see just the force of Josh Allen alone winning a playoff game or two, or perhaps ... That would be my answer to the question. I'm not sure if that's yours.
Yeah, no, I'm staying away from Buffalo just because, you know, like what you just said, they're so dependent on Josh Allen. Like, I think once you get to the playoffs, you can't be dependent on just your quarterback that way to make those plays, right? Man, that is such a tough question because I can't see anybody getting that hot, in which you see those teams getting a run. I mean, Buffalo has some work to do just to get into the playoffs.
Yes, they do.
You throw out.
That's right.
Throw out those teams. I mean, Houston, I can't see it. You know, they lose Dell, and you know, I think CJ Stroud's been incredible. But that is an interesting question. And, you know, you look at Jacksonville, they don't profile, and now Trevor's hurt. That is a very interesting question, which I don't have an answer to.
Okay.
To be honest,
all right,
with you.
Well, that tells me
there's nobody I have confidence in.
Okay, so that tells me that it will be from that group of six. Let me ask you about Coach of the Year, because you've actually played. You've been under multiple coaches. You have a better sense than we do about what it takes to really what separates, you know, coaches to sort of fall into it to actually being a really good coach. And that's not necessarily how guys vote on it, by the way, because they don't know the insights, like they don't have the insights that you do having played it. But from your vantage point right at this moment, who is your Coach of the Year?
Well, a few weeks ago, we were talking about this, and I mentioned D'Amico Ryan, because D'Amico he's just been incredible doing. And I think the criteria, right? Because Vrabel won it. I had a ticket on Zach Taylor, and I thought when he was, you know, leading Cincinnati to a Super Bowl, okay, he's going to win Coach of the Year, right? No, it was Vrabel, because what he did more with less. And so the track record of the voters or of that award, I'm thinking the same way with D'Amico.
I think you're right. I'm with you.
He didn't have anything, right? And that organization was garbage, hot garbage. But yet they're on the cusp of making the playoffs, and they have a fantastic quarterback, a franchise quarterback. So I think D'Amico goes in a good spot. What Kyle Shanahan is doing is really unprecedented. I mean, he has a quarterback in which nobody wanted. I mean, it was Mr. Irrelevant, right? And now this guy could win the MVP, or okay, he's been in the discussion. So he simplified the game offensively for that particular player, and it is working. I mean, they added some pieces, and I get it. You can throw in John Lynch too. Along the way, they've always tinkered, whether it's offensively or defensively, just to get it right and have the best roster and one of the deeper rosters. But I don't think he's going to win it, but I mean, the job that he's doing is phenomenal, to be honest with you.
Shanahan. Yeah. I think he does a phenomenal job every year. And I think you're probably right. He probably doesn't win it, but you led me in right into the next one, because it begs the question then. You mentioned Brock Purdy. Do you think, I mean, who's your MVP right now? If you had an MVP vote, and these are voted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, who's your one?
Well, because quarterback play is down, I don't know if a quarterback's going to win it, and I don't know if I would vote for a quarterback, even though CJ Stroud has been incredible. Brock Purdy's been incredible. Dak Prescott is coming on. I think a running back could win it. And for me, it would be Christian McCaffrey. He accounts for over 40% of the scoring output for the 49ers right now. He's got, I think, 18 touchdowns if you throw in and factor in a passing touchdown, and he's not done yet. I mean, this guy could get into the 20s. When it comes to touchdowns, total touchdowns. And I think if you are on the best team in the National Football League, the deepest team in the National Football League, and you're the most important player, because he is the reason why that offense goes, I think that's grounds for MVP, you know. And not to brag or boast, but I was MVP of our national championship team. But was I the best player? No. I mean, well, I got drafted higher than everybody else, but I wasn't necessarily the best player, because we had Eric Bieniemy as a Heisman Trophy finalist, right? But my teammates voted me the MVP because I was that important to what we did on our way to winning a national championship. So I think the same thing holds true for Christian McCaffrey.
Pritch didn't mean to brag, didn't mean to boast, but he likes hot butter on a breakfast toast. I
love how just brag about it, man. You were the best player on the team. You got drafted higher than anybody. Come on.
Pritch is, if you go back and you look at those highlights, Pritch is so good, and he is so low-key about it. Okay, wait a minute now. As you were leading into that, you're like, well, I wouldn't, because quarterback play is down. I wouldn't go with a quarterback. Yeah. At that moment in time, if there was a live odds on what you were about to say as a former wide receiver, I was like, oh, Tyreek is minus 900 to come out of Mike Pritchard's mouth right now. You didn't go that way. You went McCaffrey. Why not Tyreek Hill? He's a wideout. He's setting records.
He is. And you know, I've seen Calvin Johnson go off. I've seen Randy Moss go off. I've seen Cooper Kupp recently go off. And you know, if Tyreek Hill does get that 2,000 yards, I mean, there's a case for it, but through my track record or my history in this game, you know, that's probably reserved for offensive player of the year. I mean, Randy Moss was the best player in the league, you know, at times, right? And you, Jerry Rice, the same thing. I mean, I think Calvin Johnson too, Megatron. I mean, that guy was incredible, but these guys never was considered an MVP type of player. And, you know, situations, Cooper Kupp recently, but situations kind of dictate that too. I mean, Tua has better odds than Tyreek Hill, right? And that's kind of interesting to me, but no, Tyreek Hill has been incredible, but I think even without Tyreek and what Tua's doing this year, the timing of that offense, you know, Miami still could have a successful season, right?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about with San Francisco. Without Christian McCaffrey, I don't know if Brock Purdy is this good. I don't know if this offense is that easy for Kyle Shanahan to call.
It's an interesting answer, Mike. I would not have expected that from you, but that is a you are a conundrum, sir. That is, no, that's very interesting. And you and I just want to say it right now, because I'm holding you to this now, because we talked about this off air, but you will be on the Megapod next week. Is that what I hear? Yes,
I will. I will. Yeah.
Mike Pritchard on the Megapod.
On your Megapod there.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Mike said he was a little offended that he didn't get the invite earlier. I was offended. I was worried that he wouldn't say yes. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you, guys.
Mike Pritchard.
I appreciate you guys.
At M.I. Pritchard on the old Twitter machine. He'd go McCaffrey over Tyreek. I didn't see that coming. We'll come back. Okay, I'll let you know. It's a global release college basketball line from Right Angle Sports on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
You know, Kelly Bidlin, the most wonderful time of the year can also be the most stressful time of the year. I've heard you say that before. You're like, it's great, but you know, No, nothing.
He's right. Yes, it is. Extremely stressful.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's making bets during the promo. I'm sorry. when it comes to finding the perfect gift for the ones who matter most, that can be very stressful. Fortunately, Omaha Steaks is the convenient and thoughtful gift that is guaranteed to delight every single person on your gift list every single time. Shop carefully curated gift packages. They're guaranteed to make spirits bright all winter long. Go to omahasteaks.com and save 50% off site-wide. Plus, when you use promo code VSIN at checkout, get an additional $30 off your order. This offer won't last long, though. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use promo code VSIN at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. You good? You back with us?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Skill out.
Steaks is great. We've talked about that. It's fantastic. Great gift idea.
Jumps, see how good he is? Yeah, jumps right on, into the Omaha Steaks.
Right,
he's like, yeah, sure, get Omaha Steaks.
But awesome. No, real quick. Gift shopping is the worst thing ever, except for kids. Like, I can't stand figure out.
Oh, except for gift shopping for kids.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, you made it sound like it's...
Like, my niece and nephew, I love shopping.
It sounded like you made a blanket comment that everything in the world is better than kids.
No, sorry. Oh,
okay, yeah. Okay.
But, like, yeah, like, shopping for adults is tough, especially, like, year after year after year. Like, siblings and, like, you know, stuff like that.
And by the way, if someone asks you what you want, do you have specific things?
No, I
require nothing.
Yes, exactly.
I want nothing.
Or there's nothing like top of mind ever, right? Like, what would be a good gift?
And the stuff I want to buy myself anyway, like sneakers or what. Like, exactly. I don't want you buying those for me.
You don't want somebody buying that.
Yeah. What did we determine here? Oh, Omaha Steaks. That's why you got to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of week where Michael Craig from Right Angle Sports graces us with his presence. How you doing, Mikey?
Not too bad. How you doing, Gil?
I'm doing very well. I just want to say this in advance before you give today's play. And once again, for those who are joining us for the first time, how this works is I'm going to throw it to Mike at some point. He's going to give us a rotation number in college basketball because there's so many college basketball games. We'll do it by rotation number. He'll also do it by time of game because he's that nice to help you find what that game is. You'll put it in your bet slip. If Mikey says go, then it's an immediate bet. If he says cancel, then it's not a bet. You'll remove it from your bet slip, and we'll do it all over again. And, Mike, I just want to say, so 2 weeks ago you came on. You're 2-0 now here on the show. 2 weeks ago was a little bit of a sweat. It wasn't that much of a sweat, but a little bit at one point. Would have got home fairly easily. Last week, it was a winner with 8 minutes left in the game. I'd like to just put in a formal request. Can you guarantee a winner like 8 minutes before if it's going to be a total? Can we do that from now on? Is that good?
I wish those low totals, there are certain things we look for in those low total games, and that one last week kind of fit the bill, and it ended up playing out. I mean, when a game wins by that much, it doesn't mean it was – a lot of it's just like three-point shooting might be variable or something. Most bets that win by a lot or lose by a lot, there's some variance that created that. So that's kind of what happened last week. Now, granted, it did play out the way we kind of expected it to, and the tempo got a little higher than it did, but the efficiency was definitely much higher than we expected. So it ended up being really easy, which, you know, you hope for that on every play, but
yeah.
You rarely get it, it seems.
Okay, well, and so you've said now that you mentioned something in there I want to clarify. You said low total games like that. I'm sure it's not all low total games, but there was something about that low total that qualified as something that you like very much, that type of game?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the low total overs. I mean, just generally speaking, it's not a bad thing to be betting low total overs and high total unders in college hoops. And by low totals, I'd probably mean, I don't know, maybe 130 or less, and high totals 155 or higher. We'd be looking for reasons at those. To bet the low ones over, the high ones under.
Here's how I translated that. There's something in the secret sauce there Mike didn't want to reveal, which is fine, but that's how I translated that word. Something about that low total, specifically.
Yep.
Okay, you ready to do this?
Ready.
All right. Mike is going to give us a rotation number. Everybody have their accounts open. Get ready to put this in their bet slip. And again, he'll give us about 30 seconds to do so. You don't have to, like, go crazy, but he's going to give us 30 seconds. He'll either say go or cancel. What is the rotation number, sir?
All right, this is a side, college basketball side. 704 Detroit Mercy plus 1.5.
Seven.
And that is a 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern start.
4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern start. What was the rotation again? 704. This is a side. Detroit Mercy plus 1.5. Why can I find this, Kelly?
Against Ball State, if anybody.
Oh, there it is.
Ironically, Pistons in the NBA are plus 1.5 at home as well.
Oh, yes. So don't make that mistake here.
Yes. That's exactly right. Do not make that mistake. Make sure you're in college basketball in this. All right. Let's give everybody 5 seconds more. Again, the rotation number is 704. It's Detroit Mercy plus 1.5. It's a 7 Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific start. All right, Mike, what's the word?
This is a go.
Go.
This is a go. Submit it.
Go, go, go. Don't spin me. It's a go for everybody. Now we're going to watch the Christmas tree light up. Right Angle Sports does this. Not only when they do it on this show, but when they do it no matter what in college hoops and college football. Ed Golden's operation. You can follow them over at RAS Picks. Auctioneer Kelly Bidlin standing by to give us how this game is going. Yep. On Detroit plus 1.5 as the pick here.
They're still out there right now.
All right, Mike, trying to go 3-0 here on the season with us. We appreciate it as always, man. Right. Thank you so much.
All right, maybe we'll talk a few bowls next week.
Oh, let's do that for sure. Let's do some bowls as well. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sounds good.
Michael Craig, everybody, from Right Angle Sports. You can follow him, by the way, at MJC257, specifically him. You ready to do it, Auctioneer Kelly Bidlin?
And we're down to pick him at West K. We're down to Detroit, 1.5-point favorite here at Circa. 1-point favorite offshore. This has flipped, jumped the fence from Ball State being favored. 1.5. That's where we're hovering right now. Nothing huge. I am seriously wondering how many people, like the Detroit Mercy name, if that's throwing off some people, then also the Pistons thing. That was a great point by Michael. Not the Detroit Pistons tonight. Be careful.
I failed to ask him, so I'm now texting him. At what point should you not bet this? By the way, I ask that every week. Last week I asked it. It soared past it anyway.
Yeah.
He says -1 would be his quick response.
Okay.
That you shouldn't bet it past -1, but he's adding something to that right now on Detroit Mercy. We'll find out what he says in addition, because he usually gives.
It is a low total. We're talking 134 to 135, what we're seeing here.
Yeah, he usually gives what he's supposed to say technically, but honestly, here's what you should play it to. He does that kind of thing. But minus one was his quick response to that.
Yeah, quick adjustment. Basically everywhere, it's looking 1.5 now on Detroit.
Yeah, he said numbers around, he just added, numbers around Pick'em don't mean much. So more leeway
right,
he says, obviously. So -1.5 is what I'm seeing now, consensus.
I mean, that's a good, you know, pro tip for the show. That's a good pro tip in general, no matter what we're talking here. I mean, NFL, NBA, college basketball, any of it.
All right. There you go.
Right now, it looks like flip favorites is what how most books are handling this. It was Ball State 1.5 most places, now Detroit 1.5 most places.
Can I do a little tribute here? I don't want to pick favorites, but in Circus Survivor, we'll get back to where that number has gone. Hope everybody got that in. Hope we get a winner tonight on Detroit Mercy. Circus Survivor's down to 30. We talked about this earlier in the week. 30 remaining entries out of the initial 9,267, $1,000 a pop. That means 9,267,000, $9,267,000. Yes, is the pot 9.267 million. My goodness. The intrinsic value of each of the remaining 30 entries, which, by the way, again, are controlled by 30 different people slash groups. It's not, no one has multiple entries anymore. It's 30 different folks. $308,900. $308,900. Our own Paulie Howard still has an entry. This gentleman, L.A. Jones, who his mom died. He mistakenly picked Green Bay on Thanksgiving, only to find out later, you know, because he thought it was Detroit that he picked, that he was still in it. He's still alive. And our own Adam Burke is part of an entry. I just want to, can I pay tribute to Adam Burke for a second?
Of course. Love Adam.
And again, I don't want to pick favorites. But Adam Burke, for years and years and years, wrote the at Bang the Book, right? He had a podcast, and he did the greatest baseball manifestos. I used to think, yeah, I used to do baseball. For those who have been with me a long time, I used to do these baseball previews. I would get into such detail. Adam did those on steroids, and for so many years, he worked without proper compensation, like so many of us did who had these podcasts. We worked on a leap of faith. Right? I did hundreds of podcasts for nothing, right? He did these things lovingly for years and years and years. I just want to send a shout out to someone like him, because there's all kinds of great stories, but his would be about as good as any for someone who, on a leap of faith, has done so much in this space. I'm rooting for him just as much as I'm rooting for everybody else.
Adam Burke, I can't believe you just made it through that whole thing with some guy just hitting some huge jackpot over there.
Yeah, I missed that.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
In the NBA, the game could change in an instant, but no matter how the action unfolds, you know DraftKings Sportsbook has your back. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5 on baloncesto. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSiN. The crown is yours. I'd like to shout out the Spanish-speaking audience. Kelly, you know how it goes.
Yep.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Matt Delacoma. Heard your request to Will Hill to be on Best Behavior tomorrow and can only imagine the stern warning to Wishnev. May need to hit up Tony Reale for the mute button. That's very true. I gotta get Wishnev on the horn.
I did think kind of the same thing, not going to lie, but this is not the first time.
No, Brent is kind enough to come on the Megapod every year. Brent Musburger, the great Brent Musburger. I do, in my internal dialogue, though, is... Again, this is a man who, you know, I used to say this when he did the Manscaped commercials. I used to be like, Brent, where does this rank in your career achievements doing the Manscaped thing, right? You've done every great sporting event in the world. But I subject him to Wishnev, and I do think to myself, I'm like, this is awful of me to do so. Like, I can't believe I'm doing this. D-Gens.
No, it just makes you play traffic cop way more than you're used to or want to. Yeah. It's
like angrily texting Todd, shut up. D-Gen Southern Gent, idea for next season's NBA Cup. In addition to the players' prize money, the NBA should also offer the same pool for the winning team staff. Talk about life-changing money. Not to mention, as far as PR goes, it's a quote-unquote slam dunk for the league.
Well, the head coaches got their money on that. I don't know. I'm assuming there's something for the staff too, since the head coaches are getting $500K apiece. I believe they're getting the same thing as the players.
Phil Weiss, No Filter 37. Wait a minute. You just said someone's making a show about Winfield. Wow, a show about Mr. May. How low can we go, Phil? You know what you're talking about here. Dave Winfield, first guy to ever make $2 million a year in baseball. Because of the scandal, the Yankees scandal with the boss, George Steinbrenner, and this Howard Spira character who wanted to kill Winfield, wanted to murder him. That's how Steinbrenner had to go away for a long time. And then Winfield becomes redeemed. He goes, he plays for the Blue Jays. He wins a World Series. He gets the biggest hit. It's an amazing story. And Dave Winfield, for those of a certain age, for those of not a certain age, drafted by 5 teams in 4 sports.
That's incredible.
Five teams in 4 sports.
How does that work?
I can't wait for that doc to come out.
Two different drafts for one sport, I guess?
I don't even know.
Five teams, 4 sports.
I don't even know what the details are. I had to check. Steve, New York Football Giants, 42. A few weeks back, you guys mentioned that 6 teams have a lower points per game than the lowest scoring team last year, the Broncos, at 17 points per game. I went to see if it's changed, but somehow there's still 6 teams worse. Sums up how offense has been this year. Those 6 teams, of course.
Oh, great call.
New England, the Giants, the Jets, Carolina, Pittsburgh, and Vegas.
That's a great call. I forgot when we dug that up. What was that, 6 weeks ago? 8 weeks ago at this point? It's still there. That's incredible.
With the Patriots being the lowest of the low, 12.3 points a game.
Yeah, they're up from like 11 when we first did it.
Sky high. Last one. We'll get to Jason here. In the spirit of your surprise team in the Super Bowl question, there's 5 teams at 80-1 to win it. Browns, Falcons, Steelers, Packers, Colts. Do you see a path for any of these teams to get a 2007 Giants run? The Packers are the sneakiest, but no.
What were the teams? Browns, Packers? I mean, Browns and Packers, I guess.
Browns, Falcons, Steelers, Packers, Colts.
Browns and Packers would be the only ones I think.
Colts can get there, but in the playoffs, I don't love them. Ladies and gentlemen, he comes to us from under a cloud of smoke. You can follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. It's the great Jason Weingarten. How you doing, Jason?
Pretty good. How's it going, Gil?
Doing very well. Kelly Bidlin still requiring one more pick 6 under Ron Bland. And how many more catches from John Metchie do we need?
Well, I don't know. I was actually wanted to ask Jason that because Metchie should get a bump here, right? Tank Dell out. Shouldn't Metchie get?
Is he even in the picture? Like, is he even listed?
He's not listed in draft.
Not listed. Not even listed anymore. Yeah.
This market's stupid. It's made up. Like nobody's actually. This is the dumbest thing we've talked about at this point.
You know what? It's funny you say that because we didn't consciously make that decision. But a couple days ago, we were talking about this off air, and we're like, "There's a reason we have subconsciously purged it from our minds and not talked about it for a while because it is it's ridiculous, right?
There's only so much you can talk about this stuff. I mean. Just sort of matter of fact, with awards voting in general, I mean, everyone's talking about it. It's not like there's a secret anymore anywhere. You know, I mean, there's no secrets left for the most part, especially in the NFL.
Well, that said, I mean, there are two, right? I mean, there's Coach of the Year is up for grabs and MVP has never been more murky. Jason Weingarten, if we're required to bet on one in each of those right now, who do you bet on?
So I took some Mike McCarthy. I got a stray 100-1. A couple weeks ago, I saw my man Doug Kazarian tweeting about it. So I was like, all right, cool. Doug likes it. I'll find a stray 100-1. So I got McCarthy. I mean, it's kind of like he can never do enough to really be a serious contender. But, you know, Mike McCarthy does pretty well for the amount of crap he gets, you know, winning a Super Bowl in Green Bay, et cetera. He wins a lot. He just doesn't get any credit. I had to take somebody right now. Maybe I'd take Sean McVay at 60, though.
Ooh, I would not.
Six. It looks like he's having fun being a coach again. Mike McDaniel. He's great. Except the Dolphins can't beat anybody good. Dan Campbell's fine. I mean, like the Lions, I just don't care about the Lions. They essentially haven't been relevant since the Eisenhower administration. And, you know, we keep crowning them for Jared Goff having a decent season. I just don't care about the Lions. And sure, I guess D'Amico Ryan, we can give it to him. But I don't know. I guess D'Amico Ryan would be my choice.
I don't know how Dan Campbell's still the short shot in that market.
I don't
at
either.
This point.
At
you know
point,
what I mean?
I don't either. I'm with you on Campbell. I just the reason that I said that about McVay is obviously I don't think he's done a good job. He's by the way, stuffed it in my face the last couple weeks.
He's done a good job with the relative to the fact they have like 20 undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
And they have half of their roster should be starting in the USFL.
But the only reason I say that is because it is so crowded, Jason. Like Shane Steichen with the Colts, there's a story. D'Amico, to me, D'Amico Ryans is the best story. We're not talking about Tomlin anymore, but some people still are talking about Mike Tomlin. I say Matt LaFleur, right, because of the Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love thing. I think he's more back in the mix than Sean McVay is. If the Packers, I think the Packers could get to the postseason here. Maybe the Rams could too. It's good. I mean, it's so crowded, but that's interesting. McCarthy 100-1. I certainly hadn't thought about that, but the price is the price. And then MVP is the other one. I mean, obviously there's like defensive rookie of the year is crowded too. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that, but what would you do with MVP?
Well, I have Purdy, I have Prescott. So, like I said, if you want to circle the Purdy wagon, you want to circle the Prescott wagon, I could do either. You know, I'm happy with either of those guys winning. Jalen Hurts, you know, I guess he can win, but his numbers, aren't they just like almost similar to Jordan Love? Like they're not that mind blowing, are they? He's not running away with it. I think Tua, I don't think really has a serious case. I think that ship sailed months ago. And you get like Patrick Mahomes 8.5-1. Like you can never go wrong with Patrick Mahomes 8.5-1. But it does seem like he's having a slightly down year, you know, relative to the weapons he has available to him.
Is the answer as simple as whoever gets the number one seed in the NFC is getting this? Purdy, Prescott, Hurts?
Possibly. Like I said, if you're pro Purdy, if you're pro Prescott, I'm agreeable to either of those. If you're a Jalen Hurts fan, I'm probably going to tell you you're wrong, but it's because I'm holding two of the three. So I'm a little biased here, but yeah, I do think when you look at all the Brock Purdy stuff, it's incredible to think, because who would have thought Brock Purdy was an MVP candidate, you know, like coming off the rookie season where he probably should have in retrospect won rookie of the year. All of a sudden he's an MVP candidate. That's some good quarterbacking in the front office in San Francisco, finding a guy like that. And was it seventh round or something?
The last pick in the whole draft, Jason. Last pick, Mr. Irrelevant.
Practically unheard of to find an MVP level quarterback that late in the draft.
I can think of one in the sixth round named Tom Brady, but yes, that the last pick in the draft, this would be unprecedented.
And that happened, I was almost 25 years ago.
Yeah,
it happens once every 20 years or so.
No, I'm totally agreeing with you. I just can't imagine, like, if somebody, some of those Iowa State games that I bet on Purdy and he was just terrible, if somebody had whispered in my ear, you know, this guy could be an MVP candidate in the NFL, I would have just died laughing, right? I
would have never thought. And that's why NFL front office people get the big bucks, is because they find a Brock Purdy every once in a while.
Once in a while. All right, rapid fire. Do you have any thoughts in defensive rookie of the year?
I bet Carter at the beginning of the season. I haven't really followed the market since then.
Any NFL plays this weekend?
Very, very little. It's kind of an ugly slate, coming off an ugly slate. I don't know. I couldn't tell you I have anything really definitive this weekend. Honestly, it's kind of nice right now. Stuff's slowing down for me. There's not a lot of winter baseball for me to follow. So having a great time kind of taking it easy right now.
Where do you think Ohtani ends up?
Dodgers. I mean, this whole thing, it's kind of like, I actually don't even really care about it. Like, just sign. Who cares? Like, you're really going to go to the Blue Jays? Your window's right now. You're never going to pitch over 150 innings again. Just sign with the Dodgers and win a championship. I don't care at this point.
Okay. Next week, stuff you care about. How about that? Thank you.
Yeah, probably get back to stuff I care about. We'll talk later.
Thank you, Jason. Always good. NFL on the other side.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
College bowl season is here. Almost, that is. And VSiN has an early Christmas present for you. Not a VSiN Pro subscriber yet? Well, what's going on with you? No problem. We're giving away this year's College Bowl betting guide to everyone. We got spreads. We got totals. We got expert picks from the Golics, Steve McAdam and Brent Musburger, for every single bowl game. Put a bow on this bowl season to get a free copy of our VSiN College Football Bowl betting guide. Absolutely free. Visit VSiN.com/bowl guide and get your free copy today. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Ryan Hyatt, former silent producer of Primetime Action here on the network. Congrats on surviving a segment there, Gil. I hear it is no easy task. He's talking to Will. He's saying, congrats on surviving a segment with me. I hear it's no easy task. You must have sent him sushi beforehand. Oh, okay, I gotcha. Well, sushi joke. Everybody talking about that Detroit Mercy thing. Where is that number now? -1.5? Is that where that got to?
Yeah, I think it bottomed out there. Let's see. 1.5.
-1.5. So a 3-point move through the pick 'em there. This is from Brandon Webb. I think at this point, if I'm someone left in Survivor without some narrative story, I'd be volunteering myself as the guy everyone can root against to give myself an us against the world mentality.
It usually
seems to work. Yeah, could you imagine if you're like a guy, I'm independently wealthy. I want to steal this $9 million from everybody.
I'm a billionaire. Let me get this money.
That'd be great. Let's see. Web 12-66, Angry Guy in Kentucky, said Dave Winfield was one of the best athletes I've ever seen in my life. End of story. We're talking about the Winfield doc that's coming out. Scott, New York, Mets 16. He says, poor Todd Wishnev. When will Gil give him his due? He's a docuseries star. Hey, man, that's my dude. I'm the one propping him up.
Yeah.
It's my guy.
You've given him his due. Yeah.
I am his due. Let's see here. All right. We get the rest of these on another day here. Appreciate all the feedback.
Like Brian M's tweet. Rojang paired with Saitha Kahl this week, and Jason didn't mention a bet. I'm sitting here in shock.
Yes, he did write that. That's right. That's right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is by popular demand. I am sure we have an intro for this. College football guessing lines with Kelly Midland.
No, we don't.
It's very exciting.
You're all for the ones. The ones where we don't have it.
Didn't we used to have an intro for this?
No, I think we just got. We just have yours. Unless I'm forgetting.
Yeah, I think you're forgetting. I thought we had a little intro for you. Didn't we just replace your graphics onto mine for this?
I think that's just how the graphic works.
Oh, okay. All right. You excited? I know what that is.
Yeah, that's okay. Not it.
All right. Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. College football guessing lines with Kelly Midland. There you go.
I hope you were right.
I told you.
Alexander.
There you go.
Watch that.
That's the old marquee there for guessing lines. All right, you ready to do this now? Again, for those, let me give the background on this, because people are just landing on this. They're going to be like, Kelly Midland, this guy's a buffoon. He's a clown. No. Kelly Midland, not only producer number 9, so much more than a producer, show bouncer. He also is a very sharp golf and NBA bettor. The man lives in that world. However, college football, and he's very honest about this.
There are worlds I don't live in.
There are worlds he doesn't live in. And this was inspired because one day, I think it was after the next day after guessing lines, we were talking about college football. I think Futak was coming on, and Kelly needed to quickly figure out, because Futak wanted to talk about a couple games, or somebody was coming on.
Yeah, when you see the game boards kind of fly up on the screen for graphics, I think I was getting the graphics ready for the guys.
You were getting the graphics ready, and you were like, oh, what's the spread in that game? And I said, 14. And whatever the game was, this is how little
something
Kelly
with Washington.
Knows. Yeah, something with UW. Washington. That's exactly right. Kelly, so I thought he would know what that meant. And Kelly, very quietly after a pregnant pause, goes, plus or minus. So this was born out of that. And so now during college football bowl season, we're going to add a twist to this. We're going to give you 4 games, not only to guess the lines on, but we're going to give you the sponsor of the bowl. And you're going to have to guess what the sponsor actually does.
Yeah, I love it. And just we have gotten some questions. This only went away because it's kind of like we brought up with Win Total Wednesdays. Like, it kind of hits a point in the college football season where, like, all right, I actually have seen enough. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't know what some of
it's
these
also just
are.
A bit. We're not going to.
Exactly. Yeah, yes.
We don't have to drive it into the ground. All right. But we've given it a lot of rest. So here we go. You ready? We're going to do
the bowl game edition's the best. This is the best one last year, because I have to guess the sponsor to what the sponsor
I'm
is.
I'm way more excited about the sponsors than I am about your line guess.
Okay.
All right. Game number 1. Am I going to throw it up first, or is it what? They're throwing it up out there.
I think.
All right. This is the
clearly rusty.
We have no idea what's happening, or at least I don't. Okay. This is, I want to get this right. Let me get prepared here. Okay. I thought the graphic was going to come up. So here we go. You ready? Bowl number 1. The 68 Ventures Bowl between South Alabama and Eastern Michigan. Okay. You want to start with a sponsor? Let's start with a sponsor. The 68 Ventures Bowl. Right. What do you suppose 68 Ventures does?
Right, I'm just gonna blow through all my 69 jokes that I have written down. And I'm just gonna focus in on the ventures part.
Square root of 69 is a sign.
It's gotta be. All right, I'm thinking something venture capitalist, so I'm going with was some kind of investment company of some kind.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Right? Ventures? Ventures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or is it like in
68 Ventures. 68 Ventures. Oh, Adventures. That's right. 68 Ventures. We offer real estate services that deliver results for clients, customers, and partners. Our bold vision and drive are transforming the Gulf Coast.
Of course. Sure. Obviously.
Sure. 68 Obviously. Ventures. All right,
this
Mr.
Is what,
Man.
All four of them were like this. I'm going to be so dead wrong.
I would have totally got that wrong. South Alabama and Eastern Michigan. What you got?
All right, this one. Okay, what did I write down here? All right, both played Central Michigan early in the season, so I did have a game to go off of here. Central Michigan was 9.5-point favorites over Eastern Michigan and were 16.5-point dogs to South Alabama. I got South Alabama laying 10 here.
That's not
what I got.
It's not terrible.
Okay.
South Alabama minus 16. It's also not good. But it's not terrible. It's not, terrible.
Hey, for bowl edition, I'll take it.
You'll take
it. Anything under a full seven.
All right. Game number two, the Easy Post Hawaii Bowl.
Okay.
I know you understand the Hawaii part. Coastal Carolina versus the Spartans of San Jose State.
This is as confident in a company as I feel like I can be.
Easy okay? Post.
It's got to be a job posting site of some kind, right? Like, it's easy to post your job, like, available, right? It's got to be something like that, no?
Easy Post, the complete shipping solution.
Oh, like
save
post
time.
Office.
Save got time it. With simple shipping. Easy Post create label tools powered by our shipping API, the most powerful shipping solution on the market.
Crap. That would have made sense.
I would have guessed, I don't know, post office-ish.
I didn't think I about the post
right.
office part of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I was thinking job post.
Maybe so I get that one, but probably not also. All right.
Okay. What about San Jose State 7-5 ran off 6 wins to end the season, including a win over UNLV. Coastal, good middle of the season. Lost last 2 games to Army and James Madison. I made San Jose State 6-point favorite.
You're light. It's 9.5 favor of the Spartans.
Okay. All right.
It's bad, but it's not terrible.
Bowl games, again, I'm within a touchdown. Right. I'll take it as a W.
I'm more excited for this sponsorship guest than I am for anything ever.
Yeah, I know. I know this is wrong. Go ahead. And we've seen this has been the sponsor of this bowl game for the past few years.
It has? I didn't know that.
I believe.
The Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
Yeah, I believe it's been the sponsor for the past couple years. I've never looked up what it is.
SMU and BC.
Of course, I just wrote down. The only thing I possibly wrote down is that maybe this is like, you ever see the commercials for like pistachios and you're like, how is just like a food have its own commercial? Like, it's not like a brand. There's like this pistachio.
So you believe an entity that promotes wasabi is sponsoring a bowl.
That's all I got, Gil. That's all I got. What the hell else can I possibly guess?
Wasabi Technologies and Wasabi Cloud Storage, Kelly. Unlimited data, always available, endlessly affordable. That's data powered by Wasabi.
Yeah.
All right.
That one I was like already. I knew it was something. It was going to be something else. But I had no idea. How could you possibly guess that?
SMU and BC.
All right, SMU and BC. I mean, BC, Gil, almost beat Florida State with Jordan Travis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of everything we've talked about the past few days, this is like one of the greatest teams ever, right? I mean, that's really how that should work.
Transitive property.
Transitive property.
They should have been in the mix.
Oh, man. All right, SMU finished season 9 straight wins. I'm going SMU laying 10 into this game.
That's a pretty darn good guess right there. It's 11.5 in favor of SMU.
Yeah, these get a little easier when at least I can pick out who the obvious favorite is.
The 11-2 Mustangs of SMU. All right. And the final one, you ready for this one? You've got no shot at this one. This is...
I got rapid fire answers for this one.
All right. This is the ReliaQuest Bowl. That's the ReliaQuest Bowl between the Badgers of Wisconsin and the Tigers of LSU.
Okay. Some kind of tax company, job search site, real estate site, or vacation rentals.
Say those again.
Tax company, like something that helps you with your taxes, like TurboTax, job search site, real estate site, or vacation rentals.
Any other industry you want to mention there?
I have no idea. This could be anything.
ReliaQuest, we make security possible. ReliaQuest is a force multiplier of security teams to increase visibility, decrease complexity, and manage risk through the gray matter security operations.
I still don't know what that does. What? Is it computer security?
Yeah, I know. Some of these, I'm like, I still don't get
it. LSU 13.5 was my guess here.
You're high. 10.
Jay Daniels playing in this game? Would he play in this game?
All of this is up in the air with every player.
Yeah.
No word on that yet, I don't believe.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. We've done all we could do. Best Bets is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.